One fake tweet caused a very real stock market crash today. Around 1 o'clock Eastern time, a hacker group seized the official account of the Associated Press, tweeting about explosions at the White House and saying that Barack Obama had been injured. The president was fine, but for 5 minutes, investors lost their heads. The Dow Jones average went through the floor. The S&P 500 index, a market bellwether, dropped more than $136 million in 180 seconds. This kind of thing where digital monkey shines wreak havoc on global finance has happened before. I spoke with an expert in digital security who said it could lead to widespread corporate crises and new forms of insider trading. And it'll happen again.
My name is Bob West. I used to be with Echelon One. That was my company. I recently joined Intelligent ID as their chief security officer. And I sit on several advisory boards.
You're aware of the AP news tweet this morning?
I think there was a fake tweet this morning, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yeah, exactly. There was the fake tweet, and then there was the, you know, ramifications for the stock market.
Absolutely. It's one of the challenges that I see in most enterprises is that security executives don't communicate in terms that the business will understand. So as an example, in this particular case, what are the financial implications in terms of having a fake tweet that can impact markets?
Yeah.
And I would tell you that conversation rarely happens with security people. Let's say there was a fake tweet that came out from an analyst at Citi or Goldman Sachs or whoever, that could have a really significant impact, not just for the market as a whole, but someone could take advantage of it and know that the price is going to go down and then buy it. So if it's a problem for a large financial institution, it's going to be a problem for everyone.
Yeah, even an individual could have a big presence. Yeah. Are we going to see more breaches like this in the future, or are we sort of at a stasis level?
I can't see things going away. I mean, security is never perfect. Everyone is going to have a problem. They're going to get breached. And the question becomes, have I done what's commercially reasonable?
Is there anything special that a company can do to protect their Twitter account? Is it just the same for everyone? They have a good password and they have to change it? Or are there any special precautions that companies can take? It sounds like what you're saying is there's not. It sounds like that you sort of start with the same basics.
Exactly. It's the basic blocking and tackling that people need to do. And the challenge is that approximately the bottom half of the Fortune 500 is the basic blocking and tackling isn't done, regretfully, and that's for a variety of reasons, but that's the reality. In general, organizations are reactive. The right investment typically doesn't happen until bad things happen. A large percentage of organizations aren't doing the basics, and if you do the basics, and you can protect yourself from a lot of those threats.
Have you ever had your account hacked?
Thankfully, no.
Bob West, I guess I'll see you on Twitter.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
One correction. The S&P 500 index dropped more than $136 billion in value in 180 seconds.